We're back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios as Patriots This Week continues. Bob Soucy, Scott Zolak, and Matt Chatham. Pats 3-0, one of five unbeaten teams through the first 3 weeks of the NFL season. Another, the Philadelphia Eagles, without Sam Bradford or Chase Daniel, but with Carson Wentz, the kid from the FCS North Dakota State powerhouse.
Yeah, I'd send a thank you note to Jeff Fisher because that's the team that selected Jared Goff to be the number one overall pick. And to think that, you know, nobody knew what Wentz was going to do from a small town, small school. He showed a lot of poise, a lot of presence, making some plays with his legs, and there's a lot of good young quarterbacks playing well in the league right now.
Yeah, Wentz sits there. He looks great. The one thing that I think that's probably been the biggest upset that fans have noticed is he didn't really have a training camp, which is unusual. He played a lot of football at North Dakota State, a lot of snaps. Clearly not the same thing as here, but he got banged up, had a rib issue. So they come in with some real game plan heavy stuff, did a lot of his best work in those first couple games in the scripted stuff, the first plays early, and it was just okay from there on. But in the biggest game against the Steelers, look great throughout.
How about the Philadelphia defense under Jim Schwartz, new coordinator, shutting down the Steelers' offense?
Schwartz aggressive, and he's a guy that I think is perfect in the defensive coordinator role, probably not a head coach. And, you know, Jim's been around the game for a long time, and they got some good pieces there. They're young, they're athletic. Philly is trending in the right direction. Philly right now is in the driver's seat to win the NFC East, which is amazing.
Prescott, another rookie coming in and playing well. And then there's the second-year quarterback, a seventh-rounder from Northwestern, Trevor Siemian. He's allowed the Broncos to do what they do, keep winning, leaning on the defense, but he showed the ability to throw the deep ball, had four touchdown passes last time out.
Ideal situation. You couldn't script it better if you're Denver. You let the big money guy go. You draft a young quarterback in Paxton Lynch out of Memphis who is a little raw, so you get a year or two of the old Osweiler thing to let him grow. And then Trevor Siemian, who was really unheralded out of Northwestern, comes in and plays steady. The one thing I would say from just sort of a pump-the-brake standpoint, it's been 3 weeks. He's looked good. He's looked solid. Not downplaying anything he's done, but if you look back to the Bengals game, he a lot of the yards were on 50-50 balls. Demaryius goes up and get one that was a little underthrown. You know, they also had the one where he hits the out route to Emmanuel Sanders. Ugh. I mean, that could have been a pick six. It looked on the fingertips of really bad or really great. So I think he's on the edge of something. The person that drives that, in my view, though, in Denver is the exceptional defense they have and the work of C.J. Anderson. It's really table setting. Great D, great run game. C.J. Anderson is their grinder, kind of like their Kevin Faulk, the guy that does all the little things that sets the table for them.
Yeah,
problem with 50-50 balls. those 50-50
they built it the right
balls.
Way. Good defense. It's kind of like what we're witnessing here, what life is without Brady. That's what Denver's going through, life without Manning. So.
You mentioned 50-50 throws. Problem is sometimes they go your way, especially when you have Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall. Other times they don't. Against the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick.
50-50 balls, and there's like 20-80 balls. Is there a little more for their side?
Ryan Fitzpatrick absolutely stunk in that game. I mean, I watched a good chunk of that. But to throw that many interceptions and to just keep getting out there with that type of talent, he has too much good talent around him. And based on what they spent money-wise on that defense, especially in the front seven, he's got to play way better than that. This is why the Jets weren't all in on Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he could have days like that.
It's Ryan Fitzpatrick's former team, the Buffalo Bills, bound for Foxborough. Talking about that game after this on Patriots This Week.